Hans Olsen, Scott Girard, 97.5, 1280 The Zone. I want to talk about this on the air so bad. But no, we will not.
No.
It's good people around. That's all I'm going to say.
Dang good people. Hey, are you excited about Thanksgiving?
Your faith in humanity. No, I'm not. Oh. I'm going to be in Albuquerque.
I know. I felt bad. I asked Blake Anderson at the start of the show. I said, so, hey, coach, what you doing for Thanksgiving? Well, we're going to have a hotel meal.
Yeah.
How does that sound to you? You want to ask me another stupid question?
Hey, Lloyd.
So you mean you're not excited about a holiday that surrounds is about food, and you're going to be in the culinary capital of the world?
Lloyd, I have one night in Albuquerque. You tell me, if you ask all these crazy family members of yours that I don't really think actually exist to live in Albuquerque, and if there's a place open on Thanksgiving night that you would
recommend, that ship has come and sailed. I'm not helping you with this. You just find a place.
Well, you got to, because it's Thanksgiving, Lloyd. Extend a little bit of heart and warmth.
I've tried to do that before, Hans, and you know how far that's gotten me?
Well,
Lloyd, it's got me teppanyaki.
If there's one place that's open, I will expense it, but I will pay the Uber fee and I will go and I'll take K-Dub and we'll go find one of your places.
Lloyd, he's trying to offer up a dream catcher here.
It's an olive branch.
Accept his dream catcher.
Yeah, he'll lose it then.
Give him a little help.
My bag was stolen with the dream catcher in it, Lloyd.
You left it at LSU. You left it in Death Valley.
I did not leave it in Death Valley.
Hey, by the way, when you go to New Mexico, I'm just suggesting, because of the skinwalkers there, to get yourself a dream catcher blessed by a shaman. Because that's what OC and I had years and years and years ago. Was that like 11 years ago when we went down for the BYU? Was it UTEP?
Yeah.
I think it was Texas El Paso. I think it might have been.
No, I think it was UTEP.
Oh, yeah, it was UTEP.
It was the one that Riley Nelson had the drive to win it.
That's the one.
Yeah.
That's got to be 10 years or 11
easy,
years.
Easy, easy, yeah.
Was the old Washington State coach the coach there? Mike
Leach?
No.
Mike. You're thinking Mike Price.
Mike Gundy?
Price. I think Mike Price was the coach, maybe.
Roll Tide.
Anyways, most bizarre trip of my life. I told you, the first thing we saw driving in Albuquerque was a guy hanging by his belt from the dumpster. He'd somehow, and he was passed out. And he'd gotten himself stuck on the dumpster. And it was like, this is it's the craziest entrance into a town I've ever seen in my life.
Well, it is El Paso.
Yeah, it is El Paso. People ask, did you go check on his health and well-being? No.
Wait a minute. No, no, no.
We did call.
No, they were playing UTEP. It was Albuquerque you were in, right?
Yeah, we were in Albuquerque.
Okay. Yes, it was in Albuquerque. Sorry.
But they were playing UTEP.
Yeah, okay. In the New Mexico Bowl.
I'm pretty sure it was Mike Price's crew, but yeah, get yourself a Dreamcatcher because they've got skinwalkers there.
Well, I wouldn't do anything with a skinwalker. I'll just be honest. I would avoid that.
Yeah.
But you can find a shaman, which is what I did one time.
No, you
did
not.
For my guys. I had those things blessed by a shaman.
You bought it at the airport.
I did.
Stop it.
BS.
You know, Scotty, you do have to stop shaming our gifts to you.
Why?
Because we go to great lengths to bring you gifts. Do you still have the mask that I had blessed by a shaman in Mexico?
It is. Okay. I don't believe it was.
Well, it was a medicine man.
Wait. You guys just find all the places.
Well, that's the cool tradition of getting some type of traditional facial wear or dream catcher.
The mask is hanging in my office at my house.
Okay. So then, Lloyd, I have no gripe with my guy over here.
Well, I got rid of my mask.
Whoa.
What?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure my mask was laced with COVID.
Oh, man. I do remember that trip was sometime around that time or after that. I can't remember the exact specifics of it, but I do remember spraying it with Lysol.
I know is I got a mask and like 2 days later, 3 days later.
We were all at home.
Yeah.
Boy, that's been a couple years ago now.
No, it wasn't, actually. It was just earlier this year.
Oh.
Nothing like getting a call in Fresno. Like, hey, I got something to tell you.
I can't taste my salt and vinegar chews.
Thankfully, we were on remote all week.
Oh, my gosh. I can't even taste my salt and vinegar.
This wasn't cup of noodles, nothing. Wasn't I'm tasting nothing.
It was salt and vinegar chips.
It was salt and vinegar chips, yes. Mm-hmm. And if you can't taste salt and vinegar chips, you got COVID.
Yeah, you know something's wrong.
Did that beat you up pretty good, or were you okay?
I was okay. Like, it beat me up just a little bit, but not how it's beat some other people up.
Is your taste and smell all the way back?
Yes. I think my taste and smell are pretty much back.
Yeah, I was talking to a good friend. Jerry Bovee.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't tell this story. Anyway, Bovee had a round with COVID.
About COVID.
And he loves Doritos. And he goes, the Doritos don't taste the same anymore. And it's really bothering him.
Has it been a while now?
It's been a couple months.
Well, I hope, because I know, you know, I've heard multiple people tell me that some of their favorite stuff never tastes the same.
And that's not okay.
No. To have some of your favorite flavors wrecked?
Yeah.
No, that's not okay. But one of the lesser issues.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, there's. All right. Disappointing loss last night for the Jazz. It's kind of a kick in the.
Yeah. But a great game.
Fun game, for sure. Don't like the inadvertent whistle on how that thing ended.
No, that's absolutely ridiculous. And that should have been an over-the-back.
Yes, absolutely.
And instead, you're sitting there at the middle court, and, you know, you're throwing that thing up, and I still am a little bit shocked that Rudy wasn't able to go up and get that tip. But I also don't like the turnover by Donovan Mitchell. And it was a self-inflicted wound. It was Donovan trying to go through the leg, if I remember right.
Correct.
And lost possession of that and ended in that quick transition. Ja Morant gets deep, deep penetration and dishes it back out to Jackson. Jackson knocks down a three to go up by one. And then that final shot, Memphis is one of the worst defensive teams in the NBA.
Correct.
They all around aren't good. And for Memphis to come down in a single possession and push Donovan Mitchell back out to the perimeter, and Donovan's trying to hit a fallaway floater, you kind of feel like there could have been a better look or could have been a better shot, but there wasn't. And so, yeah, I've got some disappointments coming out of the game last night. But I was overall entertained.
If you just flip that game on and you just want to have some great entertainment value, you got it in that game.
That's how sports should be.
There's no doubt about that. Memphis outscores the Jazz by 5 in the second half, by 7 in the second half overall. And it just, that's one of those games that really stink just because it's a game you should have won. Plain and simple, you can blame the officials on the whistle. You can blame, a lot of other things and some miscues down the step defensively. And as you mentioned, not getting a good look on the offensive side with time. And there's just, you look back and like, yeah, they should have won that game. That's one of those L's that you talk about later throughout the year. Like, yeah, that one was one. You should have won. It's just plain and simple.
I'm most bugged, though, about the over-the-back situation and the inadvertent whistle that led to a jump ball.
And you have every right to be upset by that. If you're a fan of the Jazz, you should be piping hot mad over that.
And by the way, I thought the Jazz were just going to put this thing away because you got Bojan Bogdanović with back-to-back threes that push it to 118-112 with, what, a minute and a half left or so?
Correct.
You're 118-112 with a minute and a half.
You don't lose a game up 6 with just over a minute left.
No, not a chance. Against a terrible defensive team.
Correct. Because you know it shouldn't end with 118 with a minute and a half left. There should be some more opportunities for you.
They put Memphis at the line way too many times down the stretch. Bad officiating. Some lack of focus and concentration by one of your leaders, and the next thing you know, you're losing a game to a decent Memphis team. I mean, they're not terrible. They're not good defensively, but they're an energized, offensively fun-to-watch team that's led by one of the most energetic, exciting players in the NBA. I'm not overly distraught by this loss. But you're right, Scotty. When you're 118-112 with a minute and a half, you don't lose that game.
Correct.
So that is disappointing. And I did like Memphis's fight, and I did feel like Memphis – okay, this is probably just me because I think off the page a lot. when I'm watching games. But when I was watching that game, and again, I could be way wrong, I felt like Memphis had something still to prove from the whole postseason thing last year. I felt like Ja Morant was still trying to shove it down the Jazz throat. I still feel like Memphis had some issues with losing in the first round. That's how I felt.
Mm-hmm.
And it felt like it was a playoff game. The energy in that. And then I thought that the fans were awesome. The crowd reaction was incredible. Every time it panned at all towards the crowd, you could see there wasn't an empty seat. I love that arena.
Yeah.
Man, when it is full and the fans are so energized this year, I love that arena. But it just felt like Memphis had that hate in their heart a little bit.
Yeah. And even that, with all of that in play, the Jazz are still should have been in a position to just completely take control of that game.
And that's what's crazy. When you got the crowd and you've got a 6-point lead and that Memphis should have quit. Just quit. Know your spot. Quit. All of you. Ja Morant, stop trying. Jackson, stop trying. And
Bane. Quit being the bane of our existence.
Hey, Bane's pretty good, isn't he?
He's really good, yeah.
He hit a straightaway three there in the third that was impressive, that kind of sparked the engine. Because I felt like the Jazz did pretty well, you know, at times in that third quarter. But Memphis made this a really solid game. There's a part of me that has an issue with the focus, the concentration with 35, 40 seconds left. I know Boyan missed a three, and I think that missed three led to the free throw line that led to the inadvertent whistle.
Yes.
If I remember right.
Yep.
A quick transition. But my issue is, in those moments, you really do want your leaders to have that supreme focus. And that's when your great NBA leaders have had that supreme focus. But everybody just stopped. And stop acting like Kobe Bryant didn't have those moments. And Michael Jordan didn't have those moments. And LeBron James doesn't have those moments. All the greats still have those moments where they know, Dwayne Wade, they know it's in their hands. It's the closing seconds. I'm going to do something big. And they've screwed it up. They've bumbled a possession. They've not gotten back in transition. They've missed the big shot. They got pressed to a spot that, you know, that defense knew what way and how they wanted to press Donovan. They knew that Donovan Mitchell was going to take that final shot. Let's not act like the greats haven't missed some of those.
No.
And haven't had a turnover in those clutch seconds.
The greats have those in November. They don't have them in April and May and June.
That's when you can't have them.
Yes.
Get it out of your system now.
Yeah. Flush that thing out.
And learn from it a little bit. You know, look at it right now and learn from it a little bit and say, okay, when the game is on the line and the season's on the line, I've got to be better there.
Yeah.
I can't go between the leg and let it come off my heel, leading to a quick transition where we're putting Ja Morant at the line.
That's bad.
That's bad.
Don't want that.
But Scott, I still feel like that team played hard, you know, and let me see if I can find the – what were they at from the perimeter? Because last I looked, you and Lloyd are just slaughtering me. We've been doing perimeter updates for you, Scotty.
Oh, good. Last night, the Jazz from 3, 17 of 43, 39%.
So still 39. Boy, that might be the first time this year they've hit 38 or better, 37 or better and lost.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So, you ready for your percentages in the four games since our bet?
And I have to go 8, right? It's an 8-game stretch?
Yep. So, here's your percentages. They're looking pretty good for you. 39.5, 42.1, 41.3, 43.6, and last night, 39.
Oh, so we're 5 games into it.
39.5. Yeah, I think this was the 5th game.
All right. It's going to be – we're going to need like some 10 percenters to – bring that thing back down.
Yeah.
So we're
it's not going to happen. Yeah. You're in good shape. And by the way, the Jazz are just steadily climbing. I looked yesterday, I think it was. They're at 34% as a team. Remember, they were down at 32 point something. they've already climbed themselves back into the 34%. And this one probably helped them probably get up there in that 34.2 to 34.5 as a team now.
All right, 97.5, 1280 The Zone and the Zone Sports Network. Hans Olsen, Scott Girard, thanks for making us part of your day as we are live out and about today at my hearing center. All you have to do is call 801-438-7058. That's 801-438-7058. It is good to see you. How are you?
It is good to be seen.
I guess we're talking all Broncos, huh?
Yes.
I mean, yeah, I would say yes if they were any good right now, but my boys are letting me down.
Well, you've spent a lot of money on receivers.
I know.
Yeah. You know all that. You know what they're doing right now. They're saying, hey, Aaron Rodgers, look what we have for
you. I saw your tweet.
The Broncos have a great plan if you just pick up some guy who's awesome, bring him in, Super Bowl, and then back to the grind.
See, there you go. Hey, the Signia AX hearing aids, revolutionary, great technology. And you're changing people's lives down here.
Yeah, unbelievable. I set up my uncle with a pair of these hearing aids. They had two family Thanksgivings to go to. Set him up with a pair. He had had a pair from like a box office store, kind of a wholesale place. And, you know, he had liked them. They were okay. They mostly just kind of sat in the drawer.
Yeah.
Put on these. And he goes, you know, I didn't realize that I had never heard my four-year-old granddaughter talk. I thought I knew what her voice sounded like, and I was totally wrong. You know, something so simple, especially going into Thanksgiving this week, going into the holidays, we forget how important it is to hear other people, to really be connected to those around us.
And if you're not, not only are you hurting yourself, but you're hurting your relationships too.
Yeah, you know, and I mean, we all know the feeling of not knowing what's happening in a conversation and having to say what and how embarrassing that is. So usually we just kind of go, you know, I'll just sit back
just
and follow
nod my head.
Like, I know what's going on, right? Even though we have no idea, and it's very, very isolating. And, you know, especially after we've already spent all this time over the past, you know, 2 years isolating ourselves, we're kind of ready to be over it.
You have that one crazy uncle with all those weird conspiracy theorists, and you sit there and nod your head. Yeah. Somebody's going to be like, wow, he's agreeing with this nut job.
What are you doing? Yeah, so that's why we want you to go ahead and try these out risk-free for 30 days. Try them through the holidays and really just see how life-changing they can be. And if you try them risk-free for 30 days, we've got a gift card to Home Depot for you.
The other thing, too, is you're giving the free hearing evaluation, too.
Yeah.
So you can come in here and absolutely find out where you're at for free.
Yeah, that's the best part. A lot of people sit in there and go, oh, I don't know if I have a hearing loss. I think my wife just mumbles. Or, you know, I don't really like that announcer. They're hard to understand. They just turn up the volume. But, you know, why not just find out for sure?
Yeah. 801-438-7058. Call right now. 801-438-7058 right here on the Zone Sports Network.
It's game week for the Cougars. And the Zone Sports Network is getting you ready for kickoff.
It ain't over till it's over.
The Cougars hit the road for their final game of the regular season as they look to stay undefeated against Pac-12 opponents. With a game in the Coliseum against USC, catch the Cougar pregame show Saturday with the postgame show immediately following the game. From Monday morning to the postgame press conference, nobody brings you better coverage of Cougar football than 97.5 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network. It's time to saddle up and talk about the winners and the losers. This is the good, the bad, and the ugly. Now, here's the good.
Good, the bad, the ugly right here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone and the Zone Sports Network. Hey, by the way, Fox 13 tweeted out a picture of a cranberry and pickle pie. They said apparently it's a Utah thing. It's not. Nobody's ever eaten a cranberry and pickle pie. Knock it off. That's... You're just making stuff up.
They need to take that tweet down.
Take it down, Fox 13. Do better.
You got took.
You're just making us all look bad when you send stuff out.
Yeah.
And then people are like, oh, those weirdos out in Utah eating cranberry pickle pie.
No, exactly.
Stop it.
Hey, but to their point, if it does keep people away from the state.
Yes, that's a good point. If you think if you're going to bring all your California money to Utah and buy up a house.
Well, you better be ready to eat cranberry
and
pickle.
Cranberry and pickle pie, mister.
Our traditional staple for the holiday season. So ridiculous. Hey, I got a good this morning.
Yeah.
And I, you know, sometimes what I'm seeing in the morning is fun and enjoyable, but then I see it for the good and I'm like, that's just a dumb story. And I don't want to give a dumb show any credit. Do you want to change the good or do you want to go with that?
I'm down.
Do you, I hate Dancing with the Stars. I hate it. And I'm embarrassed that I'm even bringing this up, but it is sports related.
Yeah.
Do you hate Dancing with the Stars?
I used to really enjoy Dancing with the Stars. I did.
Being serious?
No, you know, like okay. the first like 4 or 5 seasons when it was Tom Bergeron and Aaron Andrews, and I thought they did a tremendous job, and I liked it. I watched it.
Okay, so are you?
But now
you
I don't.
Are talking to a trendsetter. Of course, he liked it.
You've got to drink that gallon of lemonade.
I know.
You got to get it done. Like, well, that's something. That's a goal for this weekend.
He's giving his microphone a bad look, isn't he?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'm just glad that we're not in studio right now, because you'd probably be through a plate glass window.
Yeah. Pen would be coming right through that glass.
So I think you may be getting caught in the vortex that I got caught in, where hosts ruined my best shows.
Yes.
Hosts destroyed America's Got Talent. Hosts destroyed American Idol. Those were good shows, and now they're just pure trash. Garbage. Like, get Howie Mandel off. Okay, I'm not going to rant on this.
Okay.
Iman Shumpert won Dancing with the Stars last night, and he did it by dancing a freestyle hip-hop to Lose Control Bounce by Missy Elliott, featuring our favorite, or my favorite, Ciara, and co-produced by Fat Man Scoop and DJ Clint.
Oh, yeah, they're great.
So he did a freestyle.
What happened
dance
to Fat Joe?
Fat Joe did not co-produce or.
No, this was Fat Man Scoop.
This is Fat Man Scoop and DJ Clint.
And the Fat Joe and Fat Man Scoop feud is very real.
It's very, very real.
Yeah.
I still love Missy Elliott. She will be one of my all-time favorites. But I watched it, and they won with this dance. And the reason I put it on the good. It's because I had a grin and enjoyed the entire set. Now, it looked like a Missy Elliott music video. It was a group of people dancing. And I was watching the group, and I'm like, so I'm trying to pick out Iman Shumpert in there. And I'm like, okay, and then where's his, you know, his sidekick or whatever?
Yeah. It's called a dance partner.
His dance partner.
Sidekick? It's not Batman and Robin.
Thanks for the terminology.
Yeah. I don't think you needed to be a trendsetter to know the terminology of what a dance partner.
My bad. I'm not versed in that world.
I was afraid you're going to say side piece there.
No, it's side partner, whatever it is. And so there was like 10, 12 people dancing, and it was like, oh, there's Iman. He is 6'5 or 6'6
yeah,
or whatever.
He's going to stand out in the midst of all those people.
There was a lot of him throwing her around. He was just grabbing her and picking her up, and he did a pretty good portion of the dance with her on his shoulders, and he was doing hip-hop steps with her up on his shoulders, and that was kind of cool. But I did worry for her health because that's a long way to fall.
That's a long way to drop, yeah.
Fall from that tree.
Who did they beat out? Do you know who was the other couple in the finals?
Yes. And I've already forgotten.
Okay.
But yes.
Well, that's the other thing, too. That's another reason I stopped watching is that the people I didn't really care about.
I think it was Keisha.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I think it was Keisha.
Well.
Or Kesha.
Yeah,
if you're
Kesha.
On Dancing with the Stars, you're at a point in your professional career where things aren't going particularly well for you.
Is that true?
Pretty
Hold
true.
On. Is that true?
Yeah, it's true. Like, when's the last time Brad Pitt showed up on Dancing with the Stars?
It's like celebrity boxing, pretty much.
Yeah, it's like
yeah.
You're not in a great place.
Like, when's the last time Julie Andrews was on Dancing with the Stars?
Like,
Yeah, Mary Poppins.
I was going to say Mrs. Poppins.
He's essentially Galoolie.
Who's Galoolie?
Shumpert.
How is that? What?
Like, he's pretty much Galoolie.
The guy that orchestrated the beating of Nancy Kerrigan?
Yeah, because wasn't he on Celebrity Boxing, too?
No, I don't think Galoolie.
Okay,
was
then he's Canseco or something like that. Oh, yeah, there you go. Canseco, that's a better pull.
So, Iman Shumpert joins Emmitt Smith, Sean Johnson, and Hines Ward as former athletes with the Dancing with the Stars victory. The gold. This is the only dance I watched. I do want to make that very clear.
You're fine. You could admit to watching more of them.
Just,
it's okay.
I haven't watched. Right. It's just not my favorite.
Yeah.
I did like Tom Bergeron.
Yeah, that's the hosts matter.
Yeah.
That's why you got to have good hosts.
Tom Berenger?
Bergeron.
Bergeron. All right, there's your good. Let's get to the bad.
Now the bad.
Have you seen the pictures of this?
I have. Former Ute Kyle Kuzma putting on a sweater last night, and it was a sweater that apparently comes with a $1,659 price tag, sleeves that almost reach the floor. And
Soft pink.
Soft pink. I don't understand it. Even his fellow NBA players can't really figure it out. DeMarcus Cousins commented and said, said bleep's getting out of hand now. Isaiah Thomas saying, come on, Killa. That one ain't it. Even J.R. Smith took a pause from all the classes he's taking and said, man, hell nah. LeBron James jumping in, ain't no bleeping way you wore that. I'm not pressing the like button because this is outrageous, cuz.
Cuz.
Cuz. Or cuz, you know, whatever.
It is the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen.
Did he lose a bet? Did we have any backstory on this thing?
I don't know, but he made Cam Newton look like a fashionista. Like some of the stuff Cam Newton comes out in, I'm like, whoa, man. What? But this one, it just and what cracks me up is all his teammates getting after him. It's hilarious. LeBron James saying, ain't no beeping way you wore that. LeBron James got after him for crying out loud.
Yeah, it looks like
Is J.R. Smith the one that's golfing in college?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. This looks like Bill Cosby was 500 pounds and gave one of his sweaters to Kyle Kuzma.
That is kind of Mr. Huxtable. Dr. Huxtable.
It's a Dr. Huxtable sweater.
If he was 7'10", if he was 7'10" and 450 pounds.
Yeah.
So it is not a good look.
No, not a great look. And if that catches on, then heaven help us all.
I agree.
All right, there's your bad. Let's get to the ugly.
And, of course, the ugly.
Good, the bad, the ugly, right here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
So you were on the road when this happened. Did you get to see this LeBron James throwing the elbow in Isaiah Stewart's eye?
Yeah.
And then Isaiah Stewart trying to go bonkers and trying to get to LeBron.
And LeBron backpedaling, as far away from the situation as he possibly could.
Yeah, and then Westbrook trying to pose in front.
Yeah.
And Isaiah went through eight or nine guys, but then, you know, stopped when he finally got close to the action. LeBron James was actually hit with his first game suspension in his career.
Good.
Could you believe that? That's his first game suspension?
A little surprised by that, but I'm glad they did give him a suspension.
So they're going to be taking on the Knicks, and the NBA was like, nope, done. You're not going to be playing against the Knicks in Madison Square Garden. And Isaiah Stewart got 2 games. So I guess, you know, we're starting to see somewhat of a standard set by the NBA because we saw Nikola Jokic blast somebody in his back. I think it was Markieff Morris. It was Markieff, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Blasted Markieff Morris in his back, and he got a 1-game suspension. LeBron James throwing an elbow that cut up Isaiah's eye gets a 1-game suspension. And then Isaiah Stewart gets a 2-game. And I'm looking at Isaiah Stewart. Yeah, he did fight through some guys. And yeah, he did continue to escalate the situation with his anger. But I kind of felt like we saw some of that with Jimmy Butler. Or, you know, others that would continue to escalate.
Yeah.
Now, Jimmy Butler wasn't fighting through security trying to get to it, but it just, I don't know. I'm trying to figure out what the NBA sees in these things and how they judge them.
I think the NBA judges things by who are the stars that are involved. It's LeBron, so that's going to get escalated.
I'm really surprised LeBron got a suspension.
How much attention it got. I think the thing that LeBron busted him up. I mean, the dude, you've seen all the video of the blood pouring everywhere, like LeBron got him. And so a lot of it is based on what are the evidence you see. If he's not bleeding the way he bleeds, and if he's not acting the way he acted, I don't think LeBron James gets suspended. But there was blood, and it turned into a big deal, and this guy was genuinely seemed really upset at what LeBron did. And so I think they're like, hey, look, we just can't suspend this guy. Like, did you see his face? Like, LeBron caved it in, man. We got to do something to him. And plus, the NBA could be like, look, we're tough on everybody. Mm-hmm. We even suspended LeBron a game. Shut up. No, you're not.
Yeah, that's not true. I am really surprised LeBron got a suspension, though.
I think he should, though.
Especially before playing New York.
Yeah.
You're right. He should. The NBA should suspend him. Mostly because of the whole image of the blood and the way he busted him up. When you watched the video back of him throwing the elbow, did you feel like it was purposeful? Did you feel like there was intent to clap that eye?
I thought so.
The way he shook it off, it felt like he was going after it a bit.
Yeah. I think, and that may have been something part two, that looked like there was some intent there.
I do think, and I've heard that and read that he tried to get Isaiah Stewart's number and call him and apologize. I think that's all a bunch of
BS.
Baloney. I think that's a bunch of baloney.
If LeBron wants anybody's number, he will get their number.
Yeah. What did you think about Isaiah Stewart's reaction? I felt like it was an overreaction. I felt, you know, once you get your case stated and you start to come, I know you got blood coming down your face. It was the second real push towards LeBron that I thought was out of bounds.
I would like to know more. Like, did LeBron say something to him? Like, It almost looked like LeBron may have said something to him, too.
Yeah, because when he initially got up, Isaiah Stewart kind of just grabbed LeBron, and you could tell that he was angry, but, like, that anger continued to escalate. Maybe somebody else said something to
him. And let's be honest, there's people out there that have anger issues. Like, if you feel like you're slighted, or you feel like you're maybe he thought LeBron was being condescending to him, or whatever the case is. I mean, guys can fly off into a blind rage real quick.
Yeah. They almost black out in anger.
Yeah.
In fact, I was talking with an old friend, and Lloyd, you'll remember this event years ago. I was talking with an old friend this morning about an event where a big fight broke out in the crowd, and I went out to go help, like, separate this fight. It was a huge brawl, massive venue.
This wasn't the Thomas and Mac situation.
No, this was at a fighting event.
Okay.
It was the Thomas and Mac situation.
Where somebody thought their laptop got stolen.
Oh, no. This was an entire crowd was fighting.
Okay.
And I went in to try to help separate some things because I had some buddies in the crowd. And this guy had this dude on the floor and was choking him. And the guy was unconscious.
Wow.
And I grabbed the guy by the shoulder and kind of, you know, tightened my grip on his shoulder. And I said, you got to let him go. And he turned and looked at me, and his eyes were hollow. He was, and I pulled him off of this guy, and the dude was unconscious, and later I come to find out he's the best friend of my buddy, and he had just blacked out. I was
wow.
like, dude, you can't just keep choking people, man. Like, you've got to let go. First of all, don't choke people, but yeah, people can black out. Maybe he did. Maybe he'd lost.
Yeah.
Completely lost.
To me, that looked like a guy that was blackout angry.
Yeah. Could be.
That just didn't care about anything else that was going on.
I thought the NBA did a pretty decent job of keeping personnel in front of him.
Yeah.
And not letting him get.
I wish, honestly, one of these days, and I know I probably, you're not supposed to say this, but everybody be like, all right, you want LeBron, go get him.
NHL style?
Just be like, okay, you two figure it out. You two, we're going to get out of your way. The officials are going to step back and like, okay, you go. And then they're both like, oh, wait, you're actually going to let us fight?
Now what?
We weren't prepared for this.
There are some guys in the NBA that'll fight.
Oh yeah,
there are some that don't want anything to do with it.
LeBron, if there was nobody around LeBron and somebody charged him, LeBron be like, hey,
no,
whoa,
not wanted.
Do you want a cameo in the next movie? Like, we can negotiate this. Let's not come to blows here.
But please don't hit my pretty face.
Yes.
But then I think there are some guys that would like the chance.
Yeah.
I actually think, and you're going to think I'm off my rocker, I actually think Rudy Gobert would like it.
Oh, Rudy Gobert would love to fight somebody. Yeah.
I know he works with a striking coach. His name is Matt Pena. I was telling you, Matt Pena, he's coached like Robbie Lawler. He's coached some UFC winners, and that's where Rudy gets a lot of his hand speed. Works with these striking artists, and I think he would like it just to run some distance on some guys, throw a couple jabs, and see what happens. But then there's dudes that would just cower.
Yeah.
Guys that act like tough guys that would cower. Who is a real tough guy? I mean, outside of Rudy, I do think Rudy would like it. Who's a real tough guy in the NBA, in your opinion?
Do you put Beverly in there?
I kind of do.
I think Beverly would fight.
I think Patrick Beverly's he's a little bit crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do. Do you put Westbrook in there?
No.
You don't think Westbrook wants anything?
I don't think Westbrook would fight. I think he claims he would want to fight. I don't think he would fight. I might.
I would put Jokic in there.
Oh, I want no part of that.
Yeah.
No part of that.
I think Nikola Jokic.
Well, that dude, you know, just read his background.
Would like
you know,
to
growing
mix it
up. In Serbia, or in, not Serbia.
Croatia?
No, it's the, where do they send all the prisoners in Russia to? Anyway, but yeah, I mean, that dude will fight you. Absolutely. All right, Hans and Scotty, 149. Thanks for making this part of your day. Coming up next, Whole World News, straight ahead.
It is Serbia.
Oh, was it Serbia?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. You got it right.
Wow.
Sombor, Serbia.
Yeah, I want no part of that heat.
No. But there are real tough ones.
Because I think he's seen some things, and he's been around some stuff. But there's not a lot of them out there.
No,
I mean,
I don't
just
think so either.
When you see an altercation, then everybody starts backing away a little bit. You know, they're like, okay, now we've gone too far. Mm-hmm. Time to stop. This is 97.5, 1280 The Zone.
The new Zone lineup is here. Give it up. With the best coverage of the sports you love and the teams you can't live without. Catch DJ and PK mornings from 6 to 10, followed by Jake Scott and Ben Anderson from 10 to noon. Get your daily fix of Hans and Scotty from noon to 3. And then the Zone welcomes Unrivaled with Alex Keery and former NFL quarterback Scott Mitchell to the team. Weekdays from 3 to 6, live and local. All day, every day. This is 97.5, 1280 The Zone. Powered by KSLSports.com.
We've got the whole world in our hands.
Hans and Scotty, 97.5, 1280 The Zone, and the Zone Sports Network. Time for another edition of Whole World News, Hans.
All right, so I want you to picture something, all right, buddy?
Okay.
Okay, let's say that you secured a conversation for me with Kevin Costner, all right? And Kevin Costner is putting out this brand-new blockbuster movie.
Ooh.
Big-time blockbuster
right on.
That everybody's excited about.
And so I arranged you
yep,
to travel to go
meet him
and interview him.
And interviewing him.
Awesome.
Okay,
I feel
now,
like this
couple,
happened once.
No, this has not happened. A couple things here. The interview, let's say it's in South Africa, all right? You got to fly me all the way to South Africa.
All right.
And you had to pay about $700,000 to secure the rights to this interview. Okay.
Wait a minute. So you're interviewing Kevin Costner in South Africa, and it's costing the station
$700,000. Now, on my flight.
No, no, and no.
On my flight.
Okay.
You send me an email with his movie, and you say, watch it. I get to South Africa. I start into the interview. I start my conversation with Kevin Costner, and the first thing he says is, well, what'd you think of the movie? And I say, I haven't seen it. And at that point, the conversation is ended. That just happened to a guy. But it was Adele.
Adele?
Yeah. So listen to this. This guy, he lives in Australia.
All right.
She was in England. This morning show sends this guy. They secure the right to this interview for $725,000.
Wow.
With Adele.
Interviewing Adele ain't cheap.
She just is releasing a new album called 30.
Yeah, the The kids are all fired up about it.
Are they?
Yeah. Good album?
Really? Okay. I haven't even heard of it. But so this guy's flying to England from Australia because that's her home country to go interview Adele. He gets there and doesn't realize his boss sent an email with the album 30 and said, listen, do not do this interview until you listen. He sits down with Adele, and this guy doesn't have the sense that when she asks him, what'd you think of the album?
You say yes.
Yeah. And you say, it was wonderful. And I loved your delivery. And the lyrics were insightful.
Yes. They spoke to me.
I was moved.
I was a
to
better
tears.
I was a better person for listening to that album.
Yeah. Like, you don't say.
And she's like, well, what track did you really enjoy? The one about you getting your heart broken. That one.
When you sang about your heart being broke and the power of and volume that comes from you was moving.
I felt your emotions.
So what did he do on this entire trip?
Okay,
it's not like he had a shortage of time to listen. Like, he was sitting there doing nothing.
He didn't see the email. And the first thing out of his mouth was, I didn't listen. And guess what? No interview.
So Adele shut it down, huh?
Well, she continued the interview, but her people held it and said, nope, no. You're not going to get an interview with her if you're not going to listen to her album. They have suspended this man for a week, and they're talking about firing him.
Yeah, no, he needs to be fired. Like, I'm not a big fan of people getting their losing their job, but if you don't do your job, then you shouldn't have your job.
You would much rather have had your guy just lie, right?
Yes.
And just say, oh, man, it's a miracle that our world has music like this, yes. Adele. Because I think that
your music transcends generations.
That would be like sending hands to cover a game or whatever, and then getting no audio. It'd be like that.
Hey. Lloyd, I know what you're doing here, and that's not appropriate.
Yeah, you're going to upset some people.
It's not okay.
Hey, I could see.
No, I think this is like sending hands to a game and then hands not going to the game.
Actually, that's better.
Which, by the way, I did once.
What did you?
Well, so remember when the Blaze would send some of us out to see games?
Yeah.
Or see the Arena Bowl?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Well, I was with Kevin Graham. And, of course, Kevin's like, you know, it's an early Sunday morning game. And let's just say Kevin had been out
in
a pretty hard Saturday night.
I would like to be surprised by this.
And so Kevin's not in a position where he really wants to go to the game. I'm on a hot streak at a poker table. and he's like, you want to go to the game? No. Should we say we went to the game? Yeah. All right.
We were there. And by the way, you could pretty much make that up.
And plus, it's arena football. You're like, well, what do you think? I was like, wow, there wasn't a lot of defense in that game. They scored a lot of points.
And let's be totally honest. The same with Kevin Costner. When you see one Kevin Costner movie, you've seen them all.
Yeah, he's the same guy.
Adele, you could even been like, no, I didn't listen, but I've listened to your others, and it's probably the same.
Yeah.
So let's get started with this interview.
Yep.
I know your music. Like, she's worse than Coldplay.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
With the repetitive.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, they all sound the same.
You hear one, you heard them all.
I think we have an Adele fan joining us right now.
Wouldn't that be the best, though, if he'd have said, you know, Adele, you hear one, you hear them all. I don't need to listen. I've heard it before.
Something on the other side, blah, 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 blah. We get it.
Paparazzi,
well,
blah, blah, blah.
I've got
blah,
Adele
blah.
Right here.
Yeah,
let's listen.
My heart is broke.
All right, we're live here at My Hearing Center, 801-438-7058. The brand new Signia AX hearing aids, changing people's lives. These are awesome.
Yeah, they're really unbelievable hearing aids. If you want to be able to hear that Adele album, you might be able to get a set of these bad boys.
Because they'll go Bluetooth, right?
Yeah, you know, that's something that's really cool, really neat. It's 100% controlled from your phone. You can stream music, you can connect to your TV, you can make adjustments on the fly and stuff like that. They're pretty nifty devices.
That really is cool. And if you're dealing with hearing issues or you have a loved one and they're like, I'm fine, everything's – I'm like, okay, well, let's put it to the test. Let's get you in for a free hearing test, see where you're at, and it won't cost you anything, and you can prove to us your hearing is just fine.
Yeah, and something that people don't really realize is how much of – how how great of an effect not being able to hear has on your overall health. You know, sometimes we just kind of shrug it off of, I can't understand, it's no big deal, just repeat what you're saying. But what we don't understand is you lose on average a cubic centimeter, an entire sugar cube of brain matter, every time you don't treat hearing loss and you continue another year. That's a rapid, I mean, I don't know about you guys, I don't have many sugar cubes to spare. You know, I mean, you know, we don't realize that it has this effect. It greatly increases your chance of dementia, of Alzheimer's, of falling, of sickness, of isolation, depression. I mean, it really takes a toll on you.
801-438-7058. It all starts with a free hearing evaluation. And if you decide to move forward, you've got 30 days to try those things out.
That's right. 30 days to try these bad boys through the holidays. And if you give those a try, we'll give you a free gift card to Home Depot.
801-438-7058. It's a no-brainer. Call right now. Set it up. It's all right here on the Zone Sports Network. Craig Smith joins us next.